All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Mem Aleph 41. We are picking up on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph at the two dots, which is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from the top, right at the two dots. So remember again, we're still in the middle of dashening the pasuk by Par Ha'alam Davar Minat Sibor, and we were using it in yesterday's daf ultimately to teach us the halachos concerning hazos, the necessity ultimately again for the blood applications by other karbonos. So today we're going to expound on that pasuk and ultimately use it to darshan a number of additional things. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Lipar. So the pasuk says, Lipar. Remember again, the pasuk we're referring to over here is Vayikra Dalet Chof, Va'asa Lipar, Kasher Asa Lipar HaChatos, Ken Ye'asa Lo V'chiper Aleihem HaKoin V'nislach Lohem. Fine. So now the Gemara dashes lepar. So what do I do with that word lepar? Lop lepar. Ze par helam davar shel tzibur. We'll say this ultimately refers to what? This refers to the par helam davar shel tzibur. The par that's brought when the Sanhedrin issues an erroneous ruling, and the populace acts on that ruling. Ha b'tzibur gufei ksiv. But I don't understand. Why would that lepar ultimately go ahead and refer to par helam davar minat tzibur? At the end of the day, the pasuk itself is referring to par helam davar minat tzibur. So why in a pasuk that refers to par helam davar minat tzibur would I need another reference to the par? To which the Gemara says, ha b'tzibur gufei ksiv. Amr Rapapa. So we'll say Rapapa comes along and darshins the following idea, which is quite interesting. Rapapa says, Mishum diboy agmuri par ha'alam davar shal tzibur bioseres ushtei klayos l'si'ire avodos kochavim. So we'll say, listen to this. There's an interesting halacha called the oseres and shtei klayos. So shtei klayos are the kidneys. The oseres is the diaphragm of the animal. So the idea over here is that by certain karbanos, the kidneys and the diaphragm are offered up on the Mizbeach. So Rapapa says over here the following. Rapapa says that we learn out from Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, that just as by Par Halam Davar Minat Tzibur, the klayos, the two kidneys, as well as the diaphragm are offered up on the Mizbeach, so too by Si'iri Avodas Kochavim, so too by the goat offerings for Avodah Zorah. So ultimately, again, they are also offered up. So again, the Gemara says, Agmuri par ha'elam davar shel tzibur bi'oser sushtei klayos l'si'iri avodas kochavim. We learn from the fact that the par ha'elam davar minat tzibur has the oseres and the kaved offered up, the oseres and the shtei klayos offered up, that the si'iri avodas kochavim also have them offered up. So the Gemara says, furthermore, par ha'elam davar shel tzibur bigufei lo ksiv. Now, here's the issue. The issue is that the Torah does not explicitly say that the Shtei Klayos and the Oseres are offered up by the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. That is not explicitly written in the Pasuk. Bekesha Asi. Instead, one of the ways in which we learn it out is through a Hekish, is through a comparison. Here's the problem, we'll say. The problem now, which you're telling me, is as follows. We learn out, just follow this train of thought for just a moment. We go ahead and we learn out the Shtei Klayos and the Oseres, the diaphragm and the kidneys, are offered up by Si'ir of Avodah Zarah, and we learn that out from its comparison to Par Ha'alam Davar Shel Tzibur. Where do we learn out Par Ha'alam Davar Shel Tzibur, that the Oseres and the Shtei Klayos are offered up? So the Gemara says, we learn it out with a Hekish. We're going to see exactly what that Hekish is. The problem is, meaning that Halacha is not explicitly written by Par Ha'alam Davar Minat Tzibur. It's also learned out by a Hekish. Kanabo says as follows, is in general, we try to avoid double Hekation. What does that mean? That if something is learned out by a Hekish, generally, I'm not going to use it as a source to teach something else. So I know that I'm learning out the Oseres and Shtei Klayos by the Siri Avodah Zarah, ultimately from Par Ha'alam Davar Minat Tzibur. The problem is, it appears that Par Ha'alam Davar Minat Tzibur itself is learned out from a Hekish. Therefore, I have a problem. What do I do? How do I remedy this? Therefore, it's Tzirich Lepar, Lemehavi Kiman Dichsiv Baby Gufe. Therefore, Rabbi said, we darshin the extra lipar in the pasuk, an extraneous word in the pasuk, to teach me what halacha, to teach that the oseres and the shtei klayos are ultimately offered up on the mizbeach. And therefore, as a result, now I'm learning out that mandate from lipar, and therefore, again, I'm not learning out the ikra halacha of the oseres and shtei klayos from parhelam in atzibur, from a hekish. Therefore, for the lehave daver halamin behekish, choser umalamid behekish. Therefore, boss, I'm able to avoid what? I'm able to avoid the issue of something which itself is learned out from a hekish, then being used to teach something else through a hekish. So, boss, I saw an interesting little bit roundabout limud. So, Rav Papa understands that the extra lapar in the pasuk teaches me that we offer up the oseres and the shtei klayos, the diaphragm and the two kidneys of the animal on the mizbeach. On the mizbeach. So we'll say, why do I need that limud? After all, again, I already have another hekish. There's a comparison between parhelam and davar tzibur and another thing that teaches me that the oseres and the shtei klayos are offered up. Here's the problem, is that we need parhelam and davar minat tzibur to teach me that just as par, the oseres and the shtei klayos of par are offered up on the mizbeach, so to the oseres and shtei klayos of siriv zara are also offered up on the mizbeach. The problem is, if par is learned out through a hekish, then something that is learned out from a hekish can't or should not serve as a source of limud for a second hekish. Therefore, also, how do I avoid that problem? By learning the halacha of Yoseres and Shtei Klayos by par, not from a hekish, but rather by what? From the actual pasuk. How do I learn that from the pasuk? The extra word lipar. We'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Amrat Papa, it's the fourth to last short line. So Amrat, before the lines get wide in Rashi. Amrat Papa, Hay lipar demoki Rabbi Yishma bepar halam, mishum de la kaman ba'inan agmuri par halam, the Yoseres akavid u Shtei Klayos. The Siri Avodas Kochavim Behekesha, the Chata Sam Al Shigigasam. So, we're going to see this Limud on Amud Beis. Later on, we're going to compare Parhel and Davar Shal Tzibur to Siri Avodas Kochavim. And to teach me that just as Parhel and Davar Minat Tzibur, the kidneys and the diaphragm are offered up on the Mizbeach, so too, by the Siri Avodas Kochavim, they're offered up on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, "Upar ha'alam davar begufei lo ksiv yoseres u'shtei klayos." The problem is that by par itself, the Torah doesn't make mention that the kidneys and the diaphragm are offered up. Ela ve'es kol chel bo yakriv mimenu. All the pasuk says is that you go out and you offer up the chelif. You go out and you offer up the fats. Ubeakesha lahaykra gamar luhumi par koin mashiach dichsivi be. So we'll say, really, the way it's actually very interesting. Really, the way I learn out that the oseres and shtei klayos, the diaphragm and the kidneys of the par halam davar min hatzibur, that those were offered up on the mizbeach, is through a comparison to the par kohen mashiach, to the par of the kohen. Dichsiv bei lahach dichsiv bei lahach itzrich lepar yisera lepar halam lichpo behekisha shnia dehabelav hachi iskish dehaykra bei uksiv kasher asa lepar ze par kohen mashiach. The chazer bekafa va'asa lepar ze parhelam lichpo behekisho lelamed mimenu yoseres delehavi hay hekishini b'makom ksiva begufa deloni havi davar halamed behekish chozer malay behekisha. So we'll say so again. So one more time. So therefore, our Papa understands as follows. We're going to see later on in Amud Beis, we're working a little bit backwards, that they're going to make a comparison between the siyav avodah zara and the parhelam davar minat tzibur to teach me what? That just as parhelam davar minat tzibur, the oseres and the shtei klayos, the diet from the two kidneys were offered up on the mizbeach, so too by the siri avodas kochavim, the diaphragm and the kidneys were offered up on the mizbeach. The problem is that it would appear that parhelam davar minat tzibur itself, the halacha that the diaphragm and the kidneys are offered up, seem to be learned out with a hekish to par kohen mashiach. So I'll say, in general, and there's a logic to this, in general we say something that is learned out from a hekish, from a comparison, cannot serve as the source for a second comparison. So therefore I will say, the issue over here is that if par halam davar min hatzibur is learned out by from a hekish to par koin mashiach, then it can't really serve as the source that the diaphragm and the kidneys are for the Seir Avodah Zarah is burned on the Mizbeach. How do we remedy this? By ultimately darshaning the extra pasuk in the phrase, in the pasuk, apar halam davar min hatzibur, that extra lapar teaches me that what? that the oseres and the shteak klayos, the kidneys and the diaphragm, are burned on the mizbeach. Therefore, it turns out that I can make the limud that the halacha is learned out not from a hekish, but rather from the pasuk itself. If it's not from the pasuk itself, then what? Then there's no problem for it to serve as the source of the hekish to the seer of Avodah Zarah. Perfect. Perfect. So says the Gemara goes weiter. Tanya kavasi d'Rav Papa. We have a brisa that supports Rav Papa. What does the Gemara say? What does the Torah say? Va'asa kasher asa. Let's remember again, that's the shorthand version of quoting this pasuk that we're focusing on. Va'asa lepar kasher asa lepar achatos ken ye asa lo v'chibar lev. Fine. So the Gemara says as follows. Va'asa kasher asa ma tamud lomar lepar. Why does it have to say lepar? Lefi she'ne'emar v'heim heviu es karbanam isha l'Hashem. Because the pasuk says they shall bring their karban, a fire offering, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Avos, let's analyze this. So we're going to discuss this pasuk extensively on Amud Beis, but the pasuk says v'heim heviu es karbanam isha l'Hashem v'chatasam v'chatasam lefnei Hashem al shigagasam. So says the Gemara, watch this. Chatasam, what does chatasam refer to? Elu si'iri avodos kochavim. So this refers to the seir offerings for Avodah Zarah, if one worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shigga Sam, if the community worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shigga Sam. So what does it mean? They're shigga. Ze par helam diavar shel tzibur. We'll say this refers ultimately again to the par helam diavar min tzibur. So we'll say ultimately again, what we see over here is as follows. Is as follows. That halacha lemaisa, the seiri avodas kochavim, right, so the offering for communal Avodah Zarah is written in the same pasuk as Par Ha'alam Davra Minat Sibor. So look at Rashi for just one more moment. V'heim heviyu es karbanam, Rashi says, V'parshas karbanos avodas kochavim ksiv. Remember, this pasuk is written in the section of Avodah Zarah. B'shlach lachom, mikro yiseruhu l'drasha. T'malo lichtov zos v'nislach lahem kishkagahi. V'heim heviyu es karbanam, lichtov v'nislach lahem v'nishtok. Listen to this. Essentially, what the Gemara is saying is as follows: that halacha lemaisa, this pasuk that we just quoted, is an extraneous pasuk. The entire purpose or necessity of the pasuk is to create a linkage between si'iri avodas kochavim and par ha'alam dara min atzibor. That is the purpose of that pasuk. So what's the linkage? What does the linkage teach me? So the Gemara says, chatasam al shigigasam. So the pasuk links chatasam al shigigasam. What's the connection there? Amra Torah. Torah teaches me as follows. Chatasam harehi l'cha kishigigasam. Ultimately, again, I will say, chatasam refers to the si'iri avodah zarah, to teach me that the chatas is just like the shkaga. The shkaga refers to what? Par ha'alam davar min atzibor. Torah is coming to link Siri avodas kochavim to the par ha'alam davar min atzibor. Rabbi say, what is the linkage? So the Gemara says, so but pashtos, what the linkage is just as the kidneys and the diaphragm of the par ha'alam davar min atzibor is burnt on the mizbeach, hektaris imurin, so that same halacha applies to the si'iri avodah zarah as well. Shigigasam mehechan lamarata. So I'll say, so where do I know that by par ha'alam davar min atzibor we burn the oseres and the shteak lios, that I burn the diaphragm and the two kidneys? After all, v'chi davar halamed behekish, chozru umalamed behekish. After all, again, as we just said before, we're just reviewing that which Rav Papa said before. But here's the problem. Isn't the halacha that we burn the diaphragm and the two kidneys of the par ha'alam davar min atzibor, isn't that itself learned out from a hekesh to what? To ultimately par koin mashiach. If that's the case, how could something learned out from a hekesh serve as then the proof for another hekesh? Rather, what do you have to say? Talmud lomar, lapar. Therefore, the pasuk says, yeshua lapar, ze par ha'alam davar shal tzibor. That ultimately, again, refers to the par ha'alam davar shal tzibor. Lipar, ze par koin mashiach. So we'll say, interestingly enough, lipar, that refers to the par koin mashiach. So we'll say, bottom line is it turns out that halacha lemaisa, Rav Papa suggests, that we are not learning out, we're not really learning out the obligation to burn the kidneys and the diaphragm from a hekish as much as learning out from a pasuk. So once I'm learning out that by a parhatlam davar shel tzibor, I burn the kidneys and the diaphragm on the mizbeach, fine, I'm learning that out from the word lipar. Now again, I can use that for a hekish. Now, also remember, the pasuk itself links chatasama shigagasam, compares the si'iri avodah zarah to the parhatlam davar shel tzibor. What's the nature of that comparison? To say, just as by parhatlam davar shel tzibor, the kidneys and the diaphragm are burned on the mizbeach, so too by si'iri avodah zarah, the kidneys and the diaphragm are burned on the mizbeach. Beautiful. So we'll say, the Gemara goes weiter. Amar Mar. Good. So Amar Mar. Chatos, so I'm supposed to say, now we're going to go back and analyze that brisa just a little bit. So Amar Mar. Chatos, some ilu si'iri avodah kochavim. So we'll say, we just said before that what? When the pasuk refers to chatos, some, that refers to si'iri avodah kochavim. Right, that refers to the sin offering for Avodah Zarah. Tepokle mikra kamo. So why don't I learn it out ultimately again from the previous pasuk? I'm going to say, look at Rashi just a moment. This is Rashi five lines up from the bottom. Tepokle, Rashi says, Yoseres hakaved lesi'ire avodos kochavim. So why don't you learn out ultimately again the obligation to offer up the Yoseres hakaved to the si'ire avodos for si'ire. I'm sorry. Why don't you go ahead and learn out the obligation to offer up the Oseres HaKaveh for the Si'iri Avodas Kochavim? Why don't you learn it out from the previous pasuk? The Gemara says, Damar Mar, Hachatos, Lirabos Si'iri Avodas Kochavim. Therefore, when the pasuk goes ahead and says, Hachatos, that refers to the Si'iri Avodas Kochavim. Look at Rashi, last two lines. Damar Mar, Hachatos, Ilu Si'iri Avodas Kochavim. Lama Lisu, Hach Dechatosam, Ashigigasam. So we'll say, if that's the case that the previous pasuk refers to si'iri avodah kochavim, then what do I need the chatasam for? Amara Papa, Papa says, no, I'll tell you why we need it. It's derech. Sakadai tchamina, watch this. Amar of thought as follows. Hani mili hazo'os tiksivan bigufe. Before you turn the page, look at the last Rashi. Sakadai tchani mili, disrabu si'iri avodah kochavim, ledin parhelam. We'll say, Amar of thought as follows. What does the comparison? See, here's what we know. Chatasam al shigasam, I will say. The pasuk itself links. Chatasam is a reference to the si'iri avodah zarah, the offerings brought for communal idolatry, and it's comparing it to the par he'alam davar shel tzibor. Right? So Torah is linking those two karbanos. So obviously what it's telling me is what? Whatever applies, or certain things that may apply by par he'alam davar shel tzibor, apply also to si'iri avodah zarah. Now, what we were trying to say is, what does the comparison accomplish? The comparison says that just as you have to burn the kidneys and the diaphragm of the par he'alam davar shel tzibor, you also have to burn them by the si'iri avodah zarah. The Gemara now suggests, maybe the comparison teaches me something else. I might have thought as follows. Look at Rashi, last Rashi in the daf. Sagadai t'chamina hanimili, disrabu si'iri avodah kochavim, ledin par he'alam. I'm at Rav Tzibosai. So ultimately, again, we compare si'iri avodah kochavim to parhelam davar shel tzibor lahazos tichsivan begufei behedja aval yoseres uklayos lo. I'm at Rav Tzibosai. The comparison means as follows: just like the parhelam davar shel tzibor requires blood applications, so too the si'iri avodah zarah also require blood applications. And I will say, here's the beauty of that comparison. The beauty of that comparison is that those blood applications are written explicitly by the par he'alam davar shel tzibor. So because they're written explicitly, I would have thought the comparison only applies to those things written explicitly. As we've already seen, the obligation to burn the kidneys and the diaphragm is not written explicitly, but instead simply learned out from the extra word lapar. So I might have thought that the comparison just says, just as the par he'alam davar shel tzibor requires blood applications, so too the si'iri avodah zarah requires blood applications, amud beis, aval yoseres uklayos, ushtei klayos, but I might have thought that what? That halacha lemaisa, the burning of the kidneys and the diaphragm, which although we know is a halacha by the par he'alam davar shel tzibor, the comparison between si'iri avodah kochavim and par he'alam davar shel tzibor doesn't allow me to learn out that you have to burn the kidneys and diaphragm by the si'iri avodah zarah for one simple reason. It's not written explicitly by the par he'alam davar shel tzibor. Therefore, the Gemara says, kamash malo, no. Kamash Nabo say that halacha lemaisa, according to Rav Papa, what we have now established is as follows. The extra word lepar in the pasuk is referring to par he'alam davar shel tzibor. What do we learn out from that extra lepar? We learn out that by the par Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibor, like the Parcoin Mashiach, we burn the kidneys and the diaphragm on the Mizbeach. Then the Pasuk comes along, Chatasam Shlishigigasam, or I should say, Bechatasam Lefeshel Ashigigasam, Chatasam is a reference to Siyah Bodhazara, Shigigasam is a reference to Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibor. The Torah is linking these two things. What's the point of the linkage? So now Rav Papa says the point of the linkage is to teach me that just as by Par Ha'alam Davar Shel Tzibor, one has to burn the kidneys and the diaphragm on the Mizbeach, so too by the Sire Avodah Zarah, one burns the kidneys and the diaphragm on the Mizbeach as well. Beautiful. We'll say, let's go weiter. Amri Rafuna Breid Rav Nasan L'Rav Papa. So we'll say, now the Gemara goes weiter a little bit. So Rafuna Breid Rav Nasan said to Rav Papa, Vahatana, Vaha Tana Par Yom Kippurim L'chol Ma She'amar Be'inyan Ka'amar. So we'll say, now let's take a step back for just a moment. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan said to Rav Papa, but I don't understand. We learned elsewhere that what? That Par Yom Kippurim L'chol Ma She'inyan She'amar Be'inyan Ka'amar. We'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. So the Gemara says, Vaha Tana L'Ravos Par Yom Kippurim L'chol Ha'inyan Ka'amar. Amma kula milsa yalif mine va'afilu ikuva va'at amrit le'es bedam ubitvila. So I say ultimately again, the Gemara says as follows. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan said to Rav Papa that we learned out ultimately again that we learned out from Par Yom Kippurim the Chol Ma'asar Binyan. Well, so we learned out from Par Yom Kippur to Par He'alam Davar Shel Tzibor to teach me that everything that is in effect by the Par Yom Kippurim is in effect by the Par Ha'alam Davar Shel Tzibor, which Avosei means what? Which means that just as by Par Yom Kippurim, matonos ma'akvos, if you don't have the proper blood applications, the carbon is compromised, so too by Par Ha'alam Davar Shel Tzibor, if you don't have the proper blood applications, so the carbon is compromised as well. So the Gemara says, Tanaihi, Avosei, if you remember again, on yesterday's daf, towards the end of Mem Amud Aleph, the top of Mem Amud Beis. So Rabbi Sayyid, can remember, we made the drushos of Es, Dam, and Tevila. Right? We spoke about those various drushos. Ultimately, again, speaking about Es, was that even if the coin has a blister on his finger, the Hazah is still good. But Dam, there has to be enough blood. Tevila, he can't scrape it off the side of the Kli. Has to be enough blood inside the Kli itself. So now, Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan is asking on Rav Papa, I don't understand, we use the drusha for something else. To which the Gemara says, Tanahi, in reality, Rabbi said there is a machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim. Watch this. This is actually a fascinating machlokes. Tana debate Rav, mar bihachi. The Tana of Rav, right, of the yeshiva of Rav, learns it out in the following way. Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel, lo mar bihachi. The Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel will say, does not learn it out in the same way. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Tana debate, Tanahi, Tana debate Rav, mar bihachi. Kol tan rabbanan kari tana de beirav. Hayi masnisen kamaisa. Lo marbile ela le'es bedam utvila. Ve'ikuva nafgale mechuka. Ul Rabbi Yehuda me'im kila chaper. So I'll say, well, here's what's interesting. What's interesting is that there's general agreement as to the halachos in question over here. Namely, that just as the various parts of the karbanic service of Yom Kippur are ma'akiv kapara, right? So too, again, those same parts of the service are ma'akiv, ultimately, again, in par he'alam davar shel tzibor, right? So I'll say, but at the end of the day, the machlokes is where we're going to learn it out from. So the Gemara essentially says as follows, that the Tana debate Rebbe, the Tana debate Rebbe, excuse me, learned mar bihachi, in fact, learns it out like this, Tana debate Rebbe Shmuel, lo mar bihachi, so let's explain this, we'll say, as follows. So Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, lo mar bihachi, Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, so watch this, so I'm sorry, let's read that again, Tanahi, Tana debe Rav, mar bihachi, the Tana of the Yeshiva Rav will say, in fact, learns it out this way, we're going to explain each of these in just a moment, Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, lo mar bihachi, the Tana of the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel will say, does not learn it out this way, what's the drasha that's being inferred over here, Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, so we'll say, watch this, so the Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel learns as follows, it's actually a beautiful limud, Mipnei man ne'emru, Yoseres u'shtei kloyos bepar koin mashiach velo ne'emar bepar he'alam davar shel tzibor. So here's what's interesting. What we established already in the previous limud is what? Is that there is an obligation to go ahead and burn the kidneys and the diaphragm, both by par halam davar shel tzibor, as well as by the par kohen gadol. Right? We've already established this. What else did we establish? The obligation is written explicitly by the par kohen mashiach, but is not written at all where? By the par halam davar shel tzibor. We'll say, right, that was the whole drasha of Rav Papa. We learned it out from the extra lepar. Tanya Rebbe Shmuel asks, why not? Why not? If indeed the obligation to burn the kidneys and the diaphragm applies equally to par ha'elam davar shel tzibor as it does to the par kohen mashiach, then why not write it explicitly? Why not write it? It's a good shayla. Why not write it explicitly? So the Gemara says again, mipnei man ne'emru yoseres u'shtei klalos par kohen mashiach. Why is the Torah explicitly writes the obligation to burn the kidneys and the diaphragm by the par kohen mashiach? But yet it's not written by Parham Davar Shel Tzibor. Again, one more time. When we say that it's not written by Parham Davar Shel Tzibor, what does that mean? It's not written, although we know that what? There is an obligation. We know that we do burn the diaphragm and the kidneys by the Parham Davar Shel Tzibor. We learn out, again, we just spoke, we learn out from the par. But why isn't it written explicitly? Let's listen to this beautiful idea. Mashal. We'll say, this is as good as we're going to get with Agadatah, right? This mashal, like this is, so enjoy this. Mashal, I'm just kidding, there is more Agadatah. Mashal lemelech basar vadam. We'll say this can be compared to an earthly king. Shezom al ohavo, who gets upset at a person he loves. So the king is someone who he loves, and he gets upset at the person who he loves. Umiyet bisirchuno mipnechi baso. And ultimately what? What does he do? He goes ahead and he minimizes, literally again, the mussar. Sirchona literally means the degradation. He minimizes the degradation that he heaps upon this person because he loves him. In other words, we'll say, if the king has someone who he loves, but that person who he loves wronged him in a significant way, the king out of his love for the poshea, for the transgressor, will minimize the amount of degradation he heaps upon him. So we'll say, what's the nimshal over here? Look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi understands the mashal, although understanding this mashal is a bit of a machlokes rishonim. We're just going to focus on Rashi over here. Al ohavav. So Rashi understands in the nimshal, obviously the king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The loved one who transgresses is Klal Yisrael. Right? We'll say that's a reference to the par halam davar shel tzibor. Mietz b'sirchuno. We'll say, listen to how beautiful this is. The par kohen mashiach is the par of is the sin offering of an individual. The par halam davar shel tzibor, Rabosai, is where the majority of the tzibor transgresses. The nimshal is Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king, right? So when the king has someone who he loves who transgresses against him, so there's going to be a punishment. But the king limits the amount of degradation he heaps upon his loved one because he loves them. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael sins as manifest by what? By the need to bring the par halam davar shel tzibor. So Kadosh Baruch Hu minimizes the degradation. What's the minimization of the degradation? Torah doesn't explicitly say that you have to offer up the kidneys and the diaphragm on the mizbeach. We know you have to do it. We learn it out. But the Torah doesn't explicitly say it, kind of as a way of minimizing the degradation of Klal Yisrael. So we'll say an incredible and beautiful mashal. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at us, and even at the end of the day when we've done something wrong, and even when there's an obligation ultimately again to make amends for that which has been done wrong, the Rachmanas of the Ribbono Shel Olam is always there. Even in a very small and nuanced way, he wants to minimize ultimately again the degradation heaped upon Klal Yisrael. An incredibly beautiful idea. We'll say what the Gemara is saying is as follows. By going ahead and not explicitly articulating or stating some of the parts of the sacrificial service, the Gemara sees that as a minimizing of the degradation of Klal Yisrael. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Suppose I again, the Shir Rabbi Shmuel, we say as follows. Watch this. Mipnei man ne'emar paroches hakodesh bepar kohen mashiach. Suppose I listen to this. The pasuk says as follows. V'tavala kohen es etzba'o badam. So the kohen will go ahead and dip his finger in the blood. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, v'hiza min adam sheva pamim lifnei Hashem es pnei paroches hakodesh. So we'll say, so the pasuk over here says the kohen will dip his finger in the blood and he will sprinkle it seven times on the curtain of the kodesh, right? Which is the curtain that divides between the kodesh and the kodesh hakodeshim. So watch this. Mipnei man ne'emra parochas hakodesh bepar kohen mashiach velo ne'emar bepar halam davar shel tzibor. So we'll say, now watch this. Now the halacha is both karbanos, the par kohen mashiach, as well as the par halam davar shaltira, will say both of them have an obligation of hazah on the curtain. But yet, interestingly enough, the obligation is explicitly stated. Rashi say it uses the word paroches hakodesh by par kohen mashiach, but yet doesn't use that same verbiage by par halam davar shaltibor. Why not? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Marshal Malach Basrav Adam Shesarcha Alav Medina. Both say this can be compared to a human king, where let's say again his constituents rebelled. Right? Both say his Medina rebelled. So what happens? Imi Uta Sarcha. If some of them rebelled, it's okay because Pamal Yoshalom is Kayemis. Ultimately, again, his kingdom is still preserved. Even if some rebelled, his kingdom is still preserved. In Ruba Sircha. But ultimately, again, if the majority of his kingdom rebelled, then what? Ein pamalya shalom miskayemes. Then I will say, what? If the majority rebelled, then his kingdom is no longer intact. What's the nimshal? You're looking at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, mipnei ma ne'emra parochas hakodesh, garas bepar koin mashiach ksiv es pnei parochas hakodesh. So we'll say ultimately against Rashi just pointed this out by Parakoy Mashiach, it says Parochas HaKodesh, but yet by the Parahelim Dover Shel Tzibur, it just says Pnei Parochas. So what's the Pshat? Pamal Yishlo, Rashi says, Kenisas Chaburas Atzoso, Umihamaskimim Ledaito, Asher Divreis Asra Lehem, Imruba Sarcha. So we'll say if a king has a kingdom and the majority of his constituents rebel, in Pamal Yeshalo Kayemes, his monarchy is not preserved. Harihu Mesulak Michibasam, Umachnisim Bemikzas, Vein Libo Gaspa and Kibarishona. So we'll say, furthermore, if the subjects rebel and his kingdom is no longer intact, the king no longer has the warmest feelings towards his constituents. Hachanami, Kevim Durov Tzibar Sarcha, Kiryacha in Kan Kidusha. So this is actually quite amazing. When it's the Parkoin Mashiach, so that's only one person, so to speak, who's rebelled. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Am is still intact. Therefore, uses the full Lashon HaParochas HaKodesh. But when it's a Parhelam Dabar Shel Tzibur Rabosai, where what? Where in this case, again, the majority of the Tzibur has done something wrong. So there is a certain degree of relationship erosion between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. How is that relationship erosion manifest itself? It doesn't say Parochas HaKodesh. It just says parochas. Almost I will say as that lack of a word shows a certain emotional withholding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship is not the same when the klal as a whole, the majority of the klal sins, even though again, remember, this is an accidental sin. This is not intentional. But at the end of the day, again, when there is national sin, there is a bit of relationship erosion that manifests itself in a little bit of a shorthand version of the pasuk. It doesn't say parochas hakodesh, instead it just says parochas. Masha inking, when it's just the kohen gadol who has sinned, but the nation, the relationship with the nation is still intact, it uses the full verbiage of parochas hakodesh. Beautiful gemara. Boses kavaiter. Levichach, im nasan kulo kitiknan. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk says as follows. Remember, now the gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah said, and here we're going to get into a very interesting... I just want to point out, as I mentioned before, I gave you that mashal nimshal according to Rashi, right? Marsha, others have a dramatically different interpretation, but we'll save it for the next machzer. So we'll say, remember again, the Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said that v'fichach kula nasan kula kim tignan. We'll say, if when a person did all of the blood applications, ketiknon, in the right way, va'achas shelo ketiknon. Now, this is about the chatas, so there are four blood applications. So let's say a person ultimately, again, did all of them correctly, but one of them incorrectly. So what's the halacha? The carbon is pasul, the in bokaris. So ultimately, again, the carbon is pasul, but lemaisa, again, there's no karis. Okay? So no karis, meaning it doesn't become pigal. So we'll say, now watch this. It's actually a fascinating sugya. Tanan hasan. Pigal bekomis velo belavona. We'll say velo belavona velo bekomis. Remember again, it's around a karban mincha. So a karban mincha, we'll say, has two parts. There is the komets, which is when the kohen takes the flour, ultimately again with his three middle fingers. And then there is the lavona, the burning of the frankincense. So we'll say, let's say again, the kohen has a machshavas pigal, which means he has in mind to go and, let's say, eat the karban outside of the prescribed time, chutz lizmano, but he only has the machshavas pigal by the komets, but not by the Lavona, or Belavona Velo Bekomets. Or Rabbi will say, what? Ultimately, again, in the Lavona, but not by the Kometz. So we'll say, in other words, he only has the Machshavas Pigel only when? Only by one part of the Avodah. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Meir Omer Pigel Bechayav and Alav Karis. Rabbi Meir says, that's enough. Machshavas Pigel by one part of the Avodah is enough to what? Is enough to go ahead and make the Karban Pigel and your Chayav Karis. The Chum say no. Ein bokaris achi paga b'chalamati. Rabbi, this is amazing. The Chachamim say that a carbon could only become pigel when Rabbi say only you have a machshavas pigel by what we call b'chol hamatir. Only if you have machshavas pigel ultimately by what we call the matirin, the necessary carbonic steps. Only if you have the machshavas pigel by all of those steps does the carbon become pigel. But if you just have a machshavas pigel by one of those steps, that does not make the carbon pigel. Also watch this. Amar b'Shimon Lakish. Also, I understand this is an enormous machlokes, because what you have over Rabbi Osei is as follows. You have Rabbi Meir essentially saying that once you have machshavas pigel by one of the necessary avodah steps, that makes the carbon pigel in its entirety, even if you did not have that kavana subsequently by the subsequent steps. Come see, no. In order for a carbon to become pigel, there has to be a machshavas pigel in all of the permitting steps, b'chol hamatir, all of the permitting steps. So we'll say, now watch this. Amar Shimon Lakish, lo tema time the Rav Meir the kasaver mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Now we'll say, now what's Rav Meir's logic? So Reish Lakish says, don't assume that Rav Meir's logic is because he holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir. We'll say mefaglin b'chatzi matir means that ultimately, again, even if you have machshavas pigel by one of the permitting steps, that's enough. That's not Rabbi Meir's logic. What's Rabbi Meir's logic? Allah Kama Askinon, watch this. Kigon Shenasan Esakomets b'machshava v'halavona b'shtika. What's Rabbi Meir's case is as follows. Where when doing the kamitza, the kohen had in mind for pigel. The kohen had in mind to eat it 2 days from now. When he offered up the lavona, he had no intent. B'shtika. What does Rabbi Meir hold? Kasavar. Kala osa aldas rishon hu osa. And I will say, what's Rabbi Meir's logic? Rabbi Meir's logic, I will say, is when you begin a process with particular das, and then again, you don't have any das to the contrary, that first das governs the process in its entirety. Therefore what? Therefore, halacha l'maisa, if I'm the Kohen, and I do the kamitza with machshavas pigul, I have in mind to eat the carbon 2 days from now, and when I subsequently do the lavona, then what? I have no das. Then we assume that the first das that I had by the kamitza governs the rest of the carbonic process. That's why it's pigel. We'll say that what we call kala osa al das rishonahu osa. Whoever conducts himself based on the first das I had, unless of course what? At some point in time I have contrary das. Mimai, we'll say now where do we see this from? Midiktani, what did the Mishnah say? Lefichach im nasan kulan kintiknon va'achas shalokitikna pasol. Remember again, Abbas, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if I did all of the azos, all of the blood applications, ketiknon, in the right way, and it's just the last one that I didn't do in the right way, pasul, ultimately, again, the carbon is pasul, ve'ein bo karis. And Abbas said, there is no karis obligation. What do you see from here? Ha'achas shelo ketikna, ve'kulam ketiknon, pigol. Abbas said, I could infer from the Mishnah that what? That if I were to do, right, one of them, shelo kitikna, if I were to do one of them inappropriately, v'chulan kitikna, in other words, if I were to do one with machshavas pigel, and the rest of them kitikna, I will say kitikna, my pashas, what we're explaining over here means that lamaisa, I'm doing all of them correctly, but still under the same das as the first one. Pigel, there, make it pigel. Money, also, who's it be? Does that reflect? If you want to say it's the Rabbanon, Hami Rabbanon, in Mafaglum Mechatzi Matir, the Rabbanon say the only way a carbon becomes pigel, Abbas says how, is if you have Machshavas pigel with every necessary step of the carbonic process. El Rabbi Meir, rather, must be Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, V'i Taimad, Rabbi Meir, Mishon, the Mefaglum Mechatzi Matir. And if you want to say the Meir's logic is what? That you could go ahead and affect pigel, even just by having Machshavas pigel in one of the Avodas. So the Gemara says, the mefakli mechatzi matihu afilu kidiktani nami. So if that's the case, ultimately again, then it should become pigel, even in the case of the Mishnah, to which the Gemara says, lav mishum de kasavar kolo osa adas rishono osa. It must be able to say that Rabbi Meir's logic is that what? When you have an initial das, and that das is never upended by a secondary das, that das governs the entire karbonic process, even if Rosh Avosai, I didn't have in mind, by the subsequent avodos. Therefore, Avosai, if I begin the karbonic process with a machshavas pigol, and again, I have shtiko, I have no other das with the rest of those avodos, so the mayor holds, that makes the carbon pigol. The Mishnah reflects the view of the Rabbanon. What does it mean when I said, when a Mishnah says that I did the subsequent avodos ketiknon? Ketiknon the pigol. Well, so what it means is I did them in accordance, namely to make it pigol. It doesn't make sense. If also the Mishnah says, therefore, if I went ahead and what? I did all of the hazos ketiknon, and one shalok ketiknon, the carbon is possible, but there's no karis. Michlal, the tikna lach shiru hudasa. Both said, it sounds like the lashon of ketikna ultimately means I'm doing the hazos in the right way. Amar Rava, Rava says, no. My shalok ketikna, what does it mean when it says that I do shalok ketikna? Chutz limkomo. Both said, that ultimately means what? That means that I have kavana to go ahead and eat the carbon outside of the prescribed area. Ravashi amar shalok lishmo. Ravashi says, ultimately, again, I have in mind to it, shalol l'shmo. Michlal, I will say now, that indicates to me, michlal, dechilo avadlo, chutz limkomo, v'shalol l'shmo mechayiv. If that's the case, I will say that it sounds like that if I don't do, the last hazah, with the intention of chutz limkomo and chutz l'shmo, that I would be chayiv. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, I did the Tana Reisha Pigol, the Chayavan Alav Kares, so to which the Gemara says, you're right. But rather, we're just trying to preserve Mishnaic symmetry. Since the Reisha said Pigol, the Chayavan Alav Kares, therefore the Seifa, Tana Nami Seifa Apostle, the Ein Bo Kares. Therefore, the Mishnah also says, uses the same symmetry, the same Lashon over here, and says, Hasel the Ein Bo Kares. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says that we don't say, Kolo osa al das rishono osa. We do not accept the premise that was ascribed to Rabbi Meir, namely, that when you begin an avoda with a particular machshava, that machshava governs the rest of the avoda. I just want to end off with one piece. So how do we pass in this machlok? Yes? Remember again, the Gemara just said, the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah, but how do I end off in this machlok? Yes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim will say. Remember again, the shaila over here is what happens if I went ahead and I start an avoda. For example, I'm offering a korban mincha. I did the kamitza with machshavas pigol, but I didn't burn the levona with machshavas pigol. So Rabbi Meir says, in that case, halacha lemaisa, as long as you began the sacrificial process with a machshavas pigol, and you didn't have any other das to the contrary, then what? Then the carbon is pigol. Now, both saying Abipashtus, the way we ascribe Rabbi Meir's sheet is that what? Kala osa al das rishona hu osa. That's when you go ahead and you do something, assuming you only had one das, that das governs the process in its entirety. The Chachamim say no. In order for a carbon to become pigol, there has to be machshavas pigol where? Bechala matirin. In every step of the carbon. So we'll say, how do we paskin in that area? Or stay in that machlokis? So the Rambam will say, paskin is in Hilchos, Psuli, Hamukdash, and Perak Tezayin, Alocha Zayin. Listen to this. Chashav machshavas zman, b'shas kmitza, avalo b'shas likot halavona, oshe chashav machshavas zman, b'shas likot halavona, avalo b'shas kmitza, harei ze psula, ve'eno pigo ach yachshav machshavas hazman, b'chol hamatir, shuakometz, im halavona, b'shas kmitzas akomets v'likot halavona, o b'shas asinas shen shneim b'kli, o b'shas haluchan, o b'shas rikas. So we'll say, salocha l'maisa, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, namely, that a carbon only becomes pigol when, if a person ultimately, again, has a machshavas pigol, by ultimate, ach yachshav machshavasan b'chol hamatir. So we'll say, in order for the carbon to become, pigol, you have to machshavas pigol, what we call b'chol hamatir. In every step of the carbon, which permits the carbon. So in the case, ultimately, again, of karban mincha, that's a suman over here, karban mincha, it is both the kamitza, as well as the collection and the bringing of the levona. I will say, if a person has a machshavas pigol during only one of those stages, then what? It won't make the carbon pigol, but will make the carbon pasul. So ultimately, I will say, we've seen this already before, you can become pasul even if you're not pigol. Ultimately, again, the Rambam Paskin is like the Chachamim, that in order for the carbon to become pigol, one has to have machshavas pigol, b'chol hamatirin. So we'll stop here and pick up at the two dasim, Yerzeh Hashem, tomorrow.